Dimorphosis? What's his name?
Dimorphosis.
Yeah, Dimorphos. No, it's Dimorphos.
Oh, Dimorphos, sorry.
Who's favored? Dart or Dimorphos?
I mean, isn't the asteroid always favored?
I think the asteroid's
favored.
Moving
at, did you say 13,000 miles an hour?
420 miles an hour. You got to say it's the. It is certainly the immovable object.
This is an unmanned mission, correct?
It is. No, but it'd be better if it were a manned mission.
Right. So therefore,
so going up.
The fact that it's an
unmanned
mission means that 100% the asteroid is favored.
Asteroid's favored?
Yes.
Heavy favorite?
Yes.
All you got to do is dislodge it from its trajectory.
Oh.
You don't have to blow it up.
Simple.
You don't have to blow it up into a thousand. And by the way, I think it's a smallish asteroid as these asteroids go. But listen.
Jeff, that's like saying it's minor surgery.
For the fate of humankind, we've got to be pulling for Dart here.
I think so?
What do you mean, I think so?
Well, what I'm saying is, this is the I don't know if you've seen how movies work, Jeff. Sometimes,
oh, I see. So
sometimes
you need to-
we're going
to...
This is an opportunity
sometimes
for a
hero.
Sometimes
you say let the force be with
correct.
You, and you push aside all the gizmos.
Right, but we're going to need a hero at some point.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. If you don't want to be able to, you don't want a computer to be able to do this. You
no.
Want, you're, it is going to require heroism. Anyway, we'll keep an
someone's
eye on
someone's got to lay his life or
we'll
her life on the line.
I got an email today from O'Call saying that this this weekend they're having the Viore Trunk Show Friday and Saturday with Viore specialist Rob Koenig. And come on in and check out the latest Viore pieces. And so there you go. Oh, and then you can fuel up post-work. What I don't quite know. Oh, plus they got stuff from Sweet Lala's Bakery. Light bites from Sweet Lala's Bakery. My point isn't that, listen, if you're a Viore fan, by all means, get there, right? But my point really is there's always something happening. Like, there's always something happening there. Today, it's today and tomorrow, the Viore Trunk Show is happening at O'Call. And evidently, light bites from Sweet Lala's Bakery. You wander in there, and there are some things you can count on and have been for more than a century. The service, the quality, the commitment to the community, the commitment to making you look your best. But then there's all these surprises, too. And that's part of it. You go on in there. You never know what they're going to be serving. You never know who you're going to bump into in there. I told you one day I walked in and I saw Butch Jones. He's a clothes guy, Butch Jones is. Because you never know. Anyone who's discerning when it comes
I can say this. I hope those clothes score points this weekend.
I hope those clothes score points this weekend. Anyway, it is O'Call. Never better than on a Saturday morning during football season, before the games begin, get in there and spruce yourself up. We're going to take a break. Chris Harrington joins us next. We'll talk to him about the situation in the NBA. Plus, there was a trade. It's Jeff Gawkins here, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Only thing hot about the Indianapolis Colts right now is their run on unders. They've hit the under in both games this season quite easily last week as they were shut out by the Jags. Dating back to last season, the Colts have now hit the under in 7 straight games. This week, they get Kansas City, who can definitely score. But with a high total of 50.5, take a long look at the under. Helping you beat the books, I'm Chelsea Messenger.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How do you know I have 3 sons? You know where my 3 sons and I all go for our dentist needs? Of course we go see Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi. Of course we do. We have been for years. Visiting the Smile Center makes going to the dentist actually a pleasure. Teeth well taken care of for, and it is a delight to go see him. He and his clinical staff have all been vaccinated. You can go see him for yourself. Just call 309-1333, 309-133, located 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek. Visit SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Jose with Perfecto Staffing. I started my career as a temp and worked my way up to director of operations, which is when the idea came to me to start my own staffing agency, Perfecto Staffing. I knew that the relationship between employers, the staffing agency, and employees could be so much better than it was. That's why we started Perfecto Staffing, to send awesome people to awesome careers, benefiting our clients, our associates, and the city of Memphis. If you need consistent employees or you're looking for the next step in your career, visit PerfectoStaffing.net and see how we can help you today. That's PerfectoStaffing.net.
The Mempho Music Festival returns to Radiance Amphitheater at Memphis Botanic Garden September 30th through October 2nd, featuring performances from the Black Keys.
Well, so
two nights of Widespread Panic, Wilco,
I'm walking.
Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, Portugal the Man, Tank and the Bangas, Bobby Rush, Big Ass Truck, Future Birds, and many more. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit MemphoFest.com.
Howie, how stressful is it to pick a ring someone could wear for 50-plus years?
Oh, yeah. It's not stressful if you bought your original diamond at Robert Owen Jewelers. Bring it back, upgrade to a new diamond, and only pay the difference.
Wow, Howie. That's truly the perfect engagement ring forever.
That's the Robert Owen Jewelers Diamond Trade-Up Guarantee. See a store for complete details. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Owen Jewelers.
Free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Football season is here, and James Davis has loaded up with 5 pocket performance stretch and cotton stretch pants for you to wear to those tailgates. They've also got sports shirts plus a big selection of quarter zips to help you look your best for the games when the nights get cool, and stance shirts for the perfect custom fit also remain available. It literally takes seconds to get measured. Then the folks at James Davis punch the measurements into a computer, and it spits out the name of one of 99 shirts inside the store. You grab that shirt, put it on, and what you're going to realize quickly is that the shirt looks like it was made specifically for you. Then you pick the fabric, the pattern, and the shirt will be made specifically for you. It'll be ready in 2 weeks. You cannot beat it. And understand that Stant custom pants are available at James Davis as well. You need a new suit. Those Paul McTinley suits are still priced 2 for $895. Get a black one, get a blue one, then you'll be good to go. Simply put, we are lucky to have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, and it's time for you to stop by. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, online, jamesdavismemphis.com.
At Kroger, no matter where you order free pickup, you get the same great deals as you'd get in-store. So you can save when you order during band practice, or at the dog park, or wherever. Start your cart with the Kroger app and save from wherever today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. $35 order minimum. Restrictions may apply. Subject to availability.
When you mix and match 5 or more participating items like your fave snacks, beverages, and more, you'll pay just 99 cents each with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers. Say Play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
Now, it's Chris Harrington on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show, presented by Church Health, caring for people all around us. Give today at churchhealth.org.
Sometimes don't always be as hard as these.
the service mastered by Cornerstone Phone Line. It is Chris Harrington. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Stop and Think It Over by the Compulsive Gamblers, a Greg Cartwright song, probably the most beloved of the modern Memphis garage rock songs. Compulsive Gamblers headlining Goner Fest tomorrow night in Memphis.
All right, well, yesterday when we were discussing the situation, the tawdry situation in Boston, you surmised, you speculated that, since sadly we are all in the speculation business when it comes to this particular saga, that it probably wasn't just a technical violation of some human resources don't date inside the building thing, because that seems, a year seems a long time for that. And sure enough, some of the recent reporting is that this quote unquote started out as was thought to be a consensual relationship, but then recently she has complained about unwanted advances or something. Again, it's as tawdry today as it was yesterday, but it does feel like what you suspected seems to be something to that. And now he's done for the year. That's been formalized. Do you think he's ever going to coach Boston again?
It seems unlikely to me. It seems like a precursor to a full coaching change. I don't know why you would, if that's going to be the case, you would sort of step by step it. But I kind of have a hard time believing he's going to be the head coach again.
What's interesting is that Woj was talking about he could be hired as the head coach of another team this year, certainly heading into next year, but even this year. And I don't know how much we're going to learn about what happened here. And I don't know how much the NBA is going to know about what happened here. And how bad it was. It is interesting though, because it could just be one of these things that is too toxic for the Celtics organization to have him be there again this year, but another organization might well say at the end of this year, I can imagine that, hiring him, if not for this year, as of where we're hiring him to take over this summer or something like that. Can you imagine such a thing?
Yeah, but I don't know what the details are. I mean, it all depends on the details, but yes. Depending on the severity of the details, there is a point on the continuum where it's not tenable in Boston, right, but he'll get another chance somewhere else. That's an easy thing to envision, depending on the severity of the details.
And that's what's so, yesterday you had people saying how, what a horrible double standard it was, that white people have been doing this for forever. And it is interesting because Goldman Sachs, same day today, there's a big story at Goldman Sachs lawsuit about how this has been, about the culture of harassment and the culture of, all of this crap, the boys club that goes on in investment banks and has for years. I do think that, again, it's hard. I had a hard time getting outraged about his treatment when I don't know what he did. how am I supposed to get outraged about it? So anyway, in the meantime, they do have a new interim coach. At least he's said to be an interim coach. At least he is for now. Joe Mazzulla, who's 32, who was interviewed for the Jazz job, but that can't be an easy spot for him to ascend to. He's one of the hot, on the one hand, he's getting a team that's much better than a team that you would normally take over. On the other hand, that's a tough spot, don't you think, for him to step into, given how effective Udoka was last year?
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm just spitballing, but so is everyone else. I'm guessing that the coach of the Boston Celtics on, February 1st or whatever is not him. And so I don't, I'm at home, which I really am. And the dogs are freaking out. So, yeah, I'm sort of guessing that, again, I'm just totally guessing. Right. I'm guessing it'll resolve itself in a way that Emma Udoka is gone and they'll hire a new coach, would be my guess.
All right, moving on to other news. There was a trade yesterday. Bojan Bogdanović is now a Detroit Piston. Kelly Olynyk and Subin Lee are now Jazz. What do you think?
It's an interesting trade in the sense that, I mean, it's pretty clear Utah could not get a first-round pick for Bojan Bogdanović. That does not surprise me at all. But I figured they'd get, you know, some second-round picks or get something of more clear future value to them than what they got, which is not much in the way of future value. I think in the absence of nothing, what they did was probably better than nothing, because they saved some money, which matters for a team that is trying to tank and is actually around the luxury tax. And I think they clarified their roster a little bit, because, you know, they traded away their starting center and Rudy Gobert in one trade, and they'd gotten back a shooting-oriented power forward in Lauri Markkanen in another trade. And so this deal makes their lineups a little bit easier for you know, their new head coach to sort of manage. But they didn't do much for themselves in terms of, like, adding future value, you know, to their store of resources.
Mike Conley's still on that team. What do you foresee for him?
Oh, I think he'll be traded. He'll be somewhere else between now and the trade deadline. If he's not, he might get bought out and signed somewhere else. But I don't think he's not going to finish this coming season with the Utah Jazz.
But do you think at this point, it looks like he's going to start it? It does. I'm surprised he's still there.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty big contract. So the bigger the contract, the harder the trade. I mean, that's part of the issue. And so there's that. I mean, I think, you know, once they did the Gobert trade and then the Mitchell trade, you know, the clock started on, like, the whole list of guys are trying to move. And like, they moved Beverly, and they moved Bogdanović, and, like, Conley's going to be on the list, and Clarkson's going to be on the list, and Rudy Gay will be on the list, and maybe Malik Beasley will be on the list. It's like, you know, they got a lot of work to do. Like, give them some time.
Okay. You have a piece up, seven areas of intrigue as the Grizzlies look at prepare to report Monday. And over at The Athletic, they have one for every NBA team. I'm going to get to yours in a minute. They have one pressing question, and they have the local reporter for each NBA team write the one pressing question. The Grizzlies don't have a local reporter for The Athletic.
The Athletic. Okay.
For The Athletic. Right. They don't have a local reporter, so they have the next best thing, John Hollinger.
Let's keep it that way.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it can't be much better than I seem to have some insight. You haven't seen this piece, and you have seven areas of intrigue. What do you think John Hollinger's one burning question for the Grizzlies is?
I mean, I don't know, but to me, the burning question for the Grizzlies is, when is Jaren Jackson Jr. going to be back?
Yeah, it's funny. That's what when I asked Jeffrey to predict. It's related. It's, can anyone here play the four? Is what he said. And he goes on to say, and I think this is interesting, he said, that leaves a huge opportunity for a varied cast of characters to fill the void. Lottery pick Zaire Williams, first rounder Jake LaRavia, converted nose tackle David Roddy, summer league legend Santi Aldama, emerging cult hero Kenneth Lofton Jr. Hey, remember Killian Tilly? This is what he says. I'd bet on Williams getting the first shot, but his pathetic 5.0 rebound rate is a concern. Look for Taylor Jenkins to experiment with a lot of different looks until Jackson returns. What do you make of we haven't talked much about Zaire Williams getting the shot at the four. What do you think?
Well, because he won't. I mean, you get to semantics. My point is going to be, you're in the area of semantics at this point.
Right.
If they start Zaire Williams, he'll be the second tallest person in the starting lineup, but Dylan Brooks will really be the power forward, generally speaking, in terms of who's guarding who on the other end. And so at some level, like, that's deciding not to play with a power forward. That's deciding to play with a different kind of lineup. I think that will be, I mean, I mentioned that in what I wrote in my version of the same question. That was on my list of possibilities. I think you're going to see that a lot. I think that could end up being closing lineup. I doubt it will be the starting lineup, but I wouldn't fully roll it out. But I don't think if they do that lineup, I personally would not be calling Zaire Williams the power forward in that lineup.
Right. But so then that would, I can see that. You do not believe he will be the starter, though. That would be not your guess. You would certainly take the field over Zaire Williams.
Yeah, and he wouldn't. If I was just ranking options, that would be like fourth on my list, probably.
Who is your, who would be the three ahead?
If you give me LaRavia or Aldama as a combo, I'm taking that over Brandon Clark. I have a hard time taking either of them individually, you know, if you're just playing this odds game.
Right.
I think it's going to be LaRavia or Aldama, unless both just look totally not ready for it, in which case they may just do Brandon Clark. But my guess is they will hope either Aldama or LaRavia looks up to it, at least until Jaren gets back.
That sets up a fascinating preseason, doesn't it? I mean, because we both have which of those two is better? Either of them up to it? And is it is that better than the Brandon Clark alternative? So it does set up a fascinating preseason. I don't know. Your related number one question, again, you have seven areas of intrigue over at the Daily Memphian. People can read it there. I have tweeted it out. Is when will Jaren Jackson be back? We'll talk to Zach Kleiman Monday. And it's interesting, Zach Kleiman, the Grizzlies have a reputation for not being particularly forthcoming with injury stuff, but he's actually spoken about injury stuff fairly clearly recently, you know, about he'll give us a time frame. Like he said about this injury, he said, this is not the kind of thing we're worried about, you know, particularly. He's going to make a full recovery. He's, you know, there was nothing vague about the way he's talked about this injury in some respects, or other injuries in some respects. We will, don't you think we'll get some sense Monday of where this is trending?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to speak publicly. He's going to be asked about it. He's going to answer it to some degree. Whether he recalibrates the time frame, you know, starting now, or whether he just says, you know, nothing's changed would still put it between early November and early January. If you go by that initial 4 to 6 months, is he going to narrow that at this point? I don't know.
Both been hearing, they're pretty optimistic that it may be earlier, right?
Yeah, we talked about Christmas Day as an over-under, and both of us were taking the under based on what we know. I want to be careful about what we know. There's a limit to what we know. I think I can speak for both of us on this one. There's a limit to what we know. And then, B, there's a limit to what anyone knows, because you can't predict. Even if, you know, a month ago, Grizzlies thought, well, this is, you know, going ahead, this is going fine, blah, 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 things can change. I mean, there can be setbacks, there can be whatever. So, literally no one knows for certain. But both of us from the beginning have gotten the sense that it's unlikely to be the far end of the range, or certainly beyond the far end of the range, which is what a lot of the, like, you know, wait till January kind of stuff has been.
Barring some surprise Monday, by the way, you know, whatever, we got to announce that so-and-so also is injured and they're going to miss the, you know, first 4 months.
That's the one thing. After I published this, I thought that should have been my eight. Because you kept seeing all the other reports coming out ahead of media day about, you know, the Lonzo Ball injury and whatever. My other one should have been, will there be any surprises on the health front?
Right.
And but so that is something I think should be there.
Barring some surprise, the most important thing that we expect to hear Monday is that, right, is the update on Jaren Jackson Jr.'s injury.
Yeah, I think so, barring something unexpected. I mean, last year, we didn't expect Dylan Brooks to suddenly have an injury and he wasn't able to start the season. So these things happen. That was a surprise last year. And actually, it wasn't even media day. It was on into camp. There was a thing. And so, if I remember correctly. So, yeah, barring surprises, I think some update on Jaren is the most important thing we're going to hear.
You have seven, and I'll let people read it over at the Daily Memphian. One of the questions is, will there be any more contract extensions? Who are we looking at here? Who's eligible for an extension, and what is likely to happen?
At this point, the most interesting name is going to be Brandon Clark. So you have Brandon Clark, who's eligible for an early extension on his rookie contract, and you have Dylan Brooks, Stephen Adams, Xavier Tillman Sr., who are eligible for veteran extensions. I think, you know, I would put all three of the veteran guys sub 50% propositions. I think Brandon Clark is a little bit more of a 50-50 kind of thing. And what you're going to have is over the next 3 or 4 weeks, October 17th is the deadline on this. So there's a deadline that's more pressing where there's not on the veteran players. And I think what tends to happen is you see these rookie extensions that aren't max extensions happen during this time frame. And so last year, Jaren Jackson Jr. signed his on October 19th, which last year was the deadline day. Like, he signed his like 3 hours before the deadline. And I think you're going to see multiple players from that class over the next 3+ weeks sign extensions. Will Brandon Clark be one of those? I don't know. I think it's dicey, but he certainly could be.
Thank you, Chris. We will talk to you again on well, I don't know whether we'll talk to you Monday. I think we won't because you're going to be busy. We'll be able to talk to you.
It's before.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you Monday. Thanks. That is Chris Harrington. When we come back, Jeffrey is going to make you rich, which matters given interest rates going up and market going down. And
Dow is down 9% since I've started making bets.
It's just a freaking disaster. And so Jeffrey is all we get is more money, hand over fist. We'll do that coming up next. When disaster strikes, you know who to call. Write this number down, 901-624-9200, where you keep your important numbers. Service Master by Cornerstone, smcornerstone.com on the web. And they take care of the big stuff, smoke damage, water damage, tree falling on your house damage, mold, whatever it is, they can help you out. Locally owned, locally operated, and yet the biggest franchise within 600 miles. They have the know-how. They have the resources. They got the 24-hour phone line. They got everything you need to set you right. They work with every local insurance company. It is Service Master by Cornerstone. Again, it's 901-624-9200, smcornerstone.com. When we come back, we'll do Jeffrey's bets. We will put money in your pocket. It's Jeff Dawkins Show, 93.9 FM ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talking about our mental health saves lives. We witnessed that firsthand with Odyssey's I'm Listening, a two-hour mental health special. So many well-known artists, athletes, mental health professionals, and you shared invaluable insights and tools to help us all thrive as we go through our daily lives. If you missed it, Odyssey's I'm Listening mental health special, or you want to hear it again, it's on the Odyssey app or odyssey.com now.
Are you ready to get back out? Ready to live life again? It's time, and the Shot Nurse can give you a boost. Our Lipo B12 formula can help you keep up with the crowd, increase your energy, improve your mood, sleep better, and even reduce allergies. No appointment necessary and no waiting. Drop in one of our three convenient locations. We'll get you in and out in about 5 minutes. The Lipo B12 shot at the Shot Nurse. Boost yourself back into enjoying life at the fullest.
Solutions you need with the personal touch. The Shot Nurse.
MGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits, like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, Jeff Allen. It's a great day to be happy. Happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive. Just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no No problem. We will order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
650 acquisition fee, 30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit. Seltos P738-6423, MSRP 25325, Sportage P709-8842, MSRP 27955. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-1-2022. Dealer stock only.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one engagement ring store. Why is that?
We know what needs to happen. Two things. Number one, she wants to show off the ring after she gets it to her family and friends, and she wants them to ooh and ah over it. And they will. The second thing that needs to happen is he needs to be able to get down on one knee confidently, pop open the box, and know she's going to say yes, and then she's going to be in love with the ring. And that happens also, so we've got you covered.
Makes sense, Howie.
Huge bridal sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free financing.
RIJewelers.com and all five locations now open.
Let Victory Lane Barbecue cater your next event of any size. They offer competition-style barbecue with either casual self-serve or upscale full-service options. Check out the amazing barbecuery boards and tables. Mention this ad for free delivery on your next drop-off catering. For details, visit VictoryLaneBBQ.com.
When Big Mobile charges you an arm and a leg, they're taking your money and your power. And your arm and leg. Boost Mobile gives your power back with an unlimited plan for $25 a month on one of America's largest 5G networks. We can't give you back your arm and your leg because we're not qualified surgeons. Unless you're an iguana who can grow limbs back. Switch to Boost and get an unlimited plan for $25 a month. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power. New customers only. One line, $25 per month with auto pay. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Starting stronger starts at AutoZone. They've got battery solutions for free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Well, that sound means Jeffrey's ready to make you some serious cash. He was away last week in spirit. No, physically. He was away last week physically.
Mm-hmm.
But he was here making you money. There's no question about that. And, Jeffrey, what did happen last week? What were the results?
Jeff, last week we had a return to our winning ways. We had, a 9-5 week. Last week, after a disappointing week two, which saw us go 4-7.
Last week was the under week, right?
The week of the under.
Everything was freaking under.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10 unders and 3 favorites.
Crazy.
We had an over in there sprinkled, which should have been an under.
What was your biggest disappointment last week?
Biggest disappointment, I thought, was Mississippi State. I thought they had a chance to take control of that game in the first half. And they could not convert on really any third downs. And despite the fact that LSU did not have a third down conversion in the first half, they found themselves in too tight of a ball game. That was for me kind of the biggest disappointment.
And what were you particularly dead on about? Like, what made you like, man,
Georgia.
I nailed that one.
Georgia absolutely crushing South Carolina.
Yeah. All right. So currently, I gave you some I go to the bank, so I get the crispest $100 bills.
Here comes the money.
And I,
money talk.
Because I can't just get the ones that come out of the ATM. I go in there.
You gotta go to the clerk.
And they give me these really crispy $100 bills. I put 10 of them in Jeffrey's hand. I say, go forth and invest. And he does. And it really is my retirement plan. How are we doing, Jeffrey?
Jeff, through 3 weeks of college football action, we are at 22-18. That's a 55% clip. Your $1,000 has become $1,230, again, up 23% over that current time. The Dow down 9%.
And they don't have get-back weeks like you have get-back weeks. You know?
No, they don't call team-only, you know, players-only meetings.
Well, no, I'll be honest. They need a players-only meeting over there.
There's no question.
But anyway.
When betting on favorites this year, 10-8. Betting on the underdog, 2-3. The over, 8-2. Unders, 8-4. SEC games, 11-7. Big Ten games, 4-1. ACC games, 6-6. 6-0 on the Pac-12. That's a stunning new development,
wow.
Jeff. 2-2 on the Big 12. 4-1 in AAC games. 3-2 on the Mountain West. Sun Belt, 1-3. MAC, 1-1. CUSA, 1-1 as well.
Where's your Sun Belt weakness?
The Sun Belt weakness has been that the league is better than I think I thought it was coming into the year, and I thought teams would kill them, and they haven't. And then one of the Sun Belt games, Georgia State not scoring in the final 13 minutes just absolutely crushed me.
All right, let's get at it. The new slate, where are we starting?
All right, Jeff, we're going to save the first one. Jeff, let's go to Ames, Iowa. We've got a Iowa State team favored by 2.5 against Baylor. Mm. But more importantly, Jeff, when the spread is between 3 points either side for Iowa State, Matt Campbell's, those games go under. 15 of the last 16 in that same situation has gone under. We're taking under 45.5.
That's curious. All right, next.
Jeff, let's go to Highland Park, Jace. SMU and TCU. Jeff, Sonny Dykes left SMU because TCU is a better job. I'm only having to lay two. Give me TCU minus two.
Sonny did say he'd boo him. He'd boo himself if he
okay,
were.
All seven people there at SMU games will boo.
There you go. TCU minus two over SMU. Next.
Jeff, is Michigan playing?
Michigan, let me think. Yeah, Michigan's playing.
Are they playing Maryland?
Michigan is, in fact, playing Maryland.
Michigan has covered six consecutive games against the Terrapins. They're 8-2 against the Terrapins since 1978. Michigan is 11-3 against the spread as a favorite since the start of last season. Maryland is 0-6 against the spread against AP opponents that are ranked since the start of 2020. Maryland's also 0-4 against the spread as a double-digit underdog since last season.
Are you a believer in Michigan or a believer in Michigan's schedule?
Bigger believer in Michigan's schedule. I do think it should be noted, I think Jim Harbaugh should be commended for having the guts to play McCarthy and sit McNamara. A lot of coaches we've seen
would
have
just
not
gone with the guy who got us there.
He got us to the playoff. Right, exactly, he won the Big Ten. Right. McCarthy gives them the best chance to reach their ceiling, and I think he deserves credit for making that move. Also, Michigan, when they're at home, like it's a bloodbath.
Well, and they got the best fight song in the world too, and that helps. You know, it always
like the third best.
Next,
Jeff, you've mentioned it. It's the game of the year of the century: Kansas and Duke. Kansas favored by 7. The point total is 64.5. I am bound and determined to get this game right. I kind of like Kansas, but I don't like it enough to take. I want under 64.5.
You can Kansas, Mike, you think Kansas is going to win this game.
I do. But
and you think if you had to bet it, you would bet
them
to cover.
If I bet, because I think Kansas is 3-0 is less fraudulent than Duke's 3-0. Like, I think Kansas is a legitimately good football team. When you watch them play, they absolutely just maul people on offense. But the thing is, Mike Elko, a defensive guy, they don't blitz very much. I think they're going to keep things in front of them. I think they want to try to keep this game at a slower tempo than Kansas wants it. I want under 64.5.
65.5 or 64.5?
Do I have 65?
On the sheet that you gave
Hell
me.
Hell yeah.
Under 65.
Great. The sheet that I gave you is the official. That's the official card.
That's the
card.
Official sheet. Oh, the official.
All right, 65.5. Okay. It's not really a key number. 66 would be the key number. Jeff, let's go to Auburn, Alabama. It's the Sophie's Choice game of the week. I don't know what I would rather do. Would I rather take 7 points in Missouri, or would I rather bet on Auburn? I'm going to do neither. Both offenses have sucked. Auburn is either breaking in a true freshman or playing Robbie Ashford. They don't even know what they're going to do at quarterback. Give me under 51.5.
Under 51.5.
I think the appropriate play on that game is take Missouri to win the game or take Auburn. I don't know if how, like, that feels like Auburn is either in quit territory, but Missouri is not a good football team, so betting on them is just horrible. All right, Jeff, let's go to Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Jeff, this is nothing more than a gut play. North Carolina laying 1.5 at home. I like Drake May. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks to watch. The only mistake that he has made this entire year was apologizing for his little brother comment on North Carolina State. Everything I've seen about this young man, I absolutely love. I just don't think Notre Dame's good, Jeff. And I think Mack Brown is the ultimate, knows how to get a big win that his boosters care about. Notre Dame coming to town, right. That feels like the Mack Brown spot.
It feels like a
spot.
Big win, even though you don't think it's a big win.
That's a big Mack Brown spot. Give me the Tar Heels minus a
North
point and a half.
Carolina minus 1.5 over Notre Dame.
Jeff, let's go to our BetQL five-star bet of the week. App State hosting JMU. This game scares me to death, but when BetQL's models have a five-star bet on the spread, it is 16-7 this year. Give me the Mountaineers laying 7.
Why does it scare you?
Because JMU, they have not played anyone.
This is James Madison.
Yes, correct. They've not played anyone, but they've beaten the hell out of everyone. And also, App State feels very, very trendy. I do not like watching Chase Bryce play football. And it just scares me from the sense of App State feels like they're getting a lot of credit for being on the field while Texas A&M beat themselves.
App State minus 7 over JMU. Next.
Jeff, we've got to test our we've got a principal play here. We know Bo Nix on the road at SEC stadiums. It was an automatic. Fade Bo on the road. You might lose the occasional Arkansas game, but fade Bo on the road. Well, we're going to continue to fade Bo on the road, even though he's in the Pac-12. Give me Washington State plus 6.5 against the Ducks of Oregon.
Washington State plus 6.5 over Bo Nix and the Ducks. Okay. Next.
Jeff, let's go to Old Dominion, Arkansas State. You saw that Arkansas State defense up close in person. Did you sense a lot of resistance there?
Not a lot of resistance.
But I think we both kind of like that offense, right?
Offense moves.
Give me over 56.5.
Over 56.5. Ark State and Old Dominion. Okay.
Jeff, I looked it up in my database. Do you know how many games against FBS opponents or games involving FBS opponents have had a point total under 35 points since 2017?
Six.
The answer is 0.
Oh, God.
So, let's go where no man has gone before.
You're not.
Let's do this.
We've got
Rutgers and Iowa. Both of these offenses suck. In 9 of the last 13 games against an FBS opponent, Rutgers has not gotten to double digits. Give me under 34.
Under 34.
It's a challenge. Scared money, don't make no money.
All right.
Oh, God. I don't even care if I lose that one. That's just, I have to do it.
Right.
Jeff, let's go to Jerry's World. Let's go to Arlington on Saturday evening. I don't know how this game is any different than last year. To me, this is a situation with Texas A&M and Arkansas where it's going to be kind of the slow dogfight. But one team has an explosive offense. The other team does not. The line is 2. I don't care. Give me Arkansas straight up plus 110.
So the line is A&M minus 2. Is
correct.
That the line? And you want?
I want Arkansas straight up.
Arkansas straight up.
I do not care over about the 2 A&M. Points.
Okay.
Jeff, this is a gut play. Will Hall, the new head coach. Well, I guess he's in his second year at Southern Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Former offensive coordinator at Tulane. Tulane riding high after their big upset win of K-State. I like Southern Miss to keep it close. Give me Southern Miss 12.5.
Southern Miss plus 12.5 over Tulane.
Okay. Jeff, this is a another gut play. I don't think Marshall's that good. I think Troy is sneaky competent. I think really what Troy's falling off has said more about the Chip Lindsey experience at Troy. I think the Trojans aren't bad. Give me three. Give me three against Marshall.
Troy
at home.
You're not taking that. You're not exactly doing the high profile. This is not a tour around the high profile games of
America.
No,
the games kind of stink this week.
Okay, go
ahead. Other than one.
Yeah.
South Carolina, Charlotte. Jeff, 66.5. I know Charlotte's defense is horrible, but that's too many. That's too many dadgum points. Give me the under.
Okay. Charlotte, South Carolina, under 66.5.
Jeff, sometimes you got to hold your nose and thank God that you got the hook. Give me Boston College, 17.5 against Florida State. I'm betting that Jeremy Travis is not playing.
Still hurt.
Still hurt. Also, I think they know you can play Tate Rudemaker and you can win that game.
Win that game and away you go.
But
nice year for Mike
just,
Carvel.
You know, just get out of there. Give me the 17.5 with Boston
okay,
College.
Boston College, 17.5, Florida State.
Jeff, I think this is a trap, but sometimes you just got to spring it. Give me the Beavers. Take it on USC. Give me 5.5 at home.
Really?
I don't think USC's defense is good. And I think this is the... If I'm operating under the principle that USC is Pac-12 Oklahoma, Oregon State is the perfect team to knock them off. Oregon State is the Iowa State, the Kansas State of the Pac-12. That's the team where they go on the road, and that's where the dreams go to die. Give me the Beavers, plus 5.5.
All right, there's one left on your card here. You haven't gotten to.
Jeff, is Dabo sweaty, annoying, and absolutely like sanctimonious and self-righteous? 100%. With that being said, this is one of my favorite games every single year to bet. It is an honor. It is a privilege to bet this game. I got Wake Forest at, air quotes, home. Home. That stadium holds about 32,000 people, 20 of which will be wearing orange and purple. Give me the Tigers. I only got to lay 7. I don't care. Wake Forest and that stupid little riding decides. Stay in the middle of the field trying to run the slow zone read. That does not work when every offensive lineman gets beat. Give me the Tigers. Game of the year.
Game of the year. Clemson -7 over Wake Forest.
My only fear in this game, Jeff, is how much I love this game.
The only thing you fear is fear itself. Okay, there's a couple games you did not. I'll go through the complete card here in a minute, but there's a couple games you did not of local interest that you did not touch. One is, of course, going to be unfolding at the Liberty Bowl, where North Texas comes to town. What's the line there now?
I believe it's still 13.5. Nope, down to 12.5. Beg your pardon.
12.5 is the line. Memphis favored over North Texas, the Ren Baker return game. What do you see here?
I expect Memphis to win. The number's just weird. Like, I think Memphis has been kind of playing games in kind of the two touchdown area, and it's just asking a lot to cover. The total's 70. I would lean under, but at the same time, like, I don't.
So if you had to bet something on this game,
I think I'd take the under 70.
But you think Memphis will win?
Correct.
Not necessarily cover.
Correct.
Because they're trying to establish the run.
Correct.
Okay. And what would you bet on the Lions? Better? I think better. I think they'll be better this year. The line, the fan lines, the lines and the fans. The
oh
fans
yeah,
lines.
Yeah. I think the smartest move they made was
beer.
Yes,
the beer.
Get people in the building. Give them feel
they're
like
they're given a happy
feel
hour.
Like, exactly.
For
feel
those
like
who missed it earlier, the game is.
And I think it was smart to move.
And
move
they
the
did
band
two
up.
Things. They moved the pep rally earlier, 15 minutes earlier, so it'll wrap up and people can head to the stadium. And then secondly, between 1 and 2 in the stadium, 16-ounce beers, $6. In the happy hour. So they're getting you in the stadium to buy the cheaper beer and give you something to do to pass your time while you're in there. I honestly think it's a genius move because they're cutting you off at 2, so you got to be in there at least half an hour before kickoff. if you want to get the happy hour prices on the beer. All right.
Florida, Tennessee. My gut says Tennessee.
Line's still 10.5?
10.5. My gut says Tennessee. My biggest concern, and the reason why I left this off the card, I'm not convinced that Tennessee can keep Anthony Richardson in the pocket. And the teams that I think are going to struggle against Florida are teams that cannot keep him in the pocket and are going to let him beat them with their
feet. So Anthony Richardson obviously was, after the Utah game,
Heisman.
He won the week one Heisman.
Yep.
He was the second coming of Vince Young or Cam Newton.
Or maybe a combination of both.
Maybe the best of all.
Exactly.
The qualities of both. And since then, well, like for example, against Kentucky, he ran 6 carries for 4 yards.
Correct.
And in the last 2 games, he has completed 24 of 53 passes. That is 45%.
Correct.
255 yards total. He has yet to throw a touchdown pass this year. And he's thrown 4 picks. That's not good.
No, but Florida's won this game 15 out of the last 16.
16 out of 17,
beg your pardon.
Florida's won 16 out of 17. What a punch to the solar plexus
that
would be.
And it's not like Tennessee's always had bad teams. And it's not like Florida's always had good teams.
Florida backs are averaging 7.1 yards a carry.
There's some Muschamp years in there. There's some Zook years in there.
And they still won.
Yes.
Well, you think there's a monkey to get off the back
here? I think Tennessee's got a hold up. That's why I can't. If this is a situation where you go, Jeffrey, you have to bet the game, I'm taking Tennessee.
You're taking Tennessee, and you're laying the 10.5.
Correct. I've seen Florida. I don't love Florida's secondary.
It would just be so depressing for Tennessee fans if they lost this damn thing.
I said this
if
week, and I stand.
If you can't win this game this year.
I said it this week, and I stand by it. Josh Heupel needs an SEC win that his fan base cares about. Despite the fact that he's had a good win against Kentucky, and Kentucky has been a very good program and a better program over the last 5 to 6 years. The truth is the fan base doesn't care. They think they should beat Kentucky. This is a win.
And beating Pittsburgh's nice?
It's nice,
but they need
an SEC win that his fan base cares about. And to me, the best two opportunities are this game or going to LSU. I think they're different this year, but I don't know.
Other games of interest. You talked about Duke, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin and Ohio State, you don't take seriously. Two big names, but you don't take it particularly seriously.
No, if I had to bet the game, I would lay the points, but I'm worried that Wisconsin's going to do the same thing that Notre Dame did, which is just basically sit back and try to keep everything in front and just shorten the game.
All right, so here's the card, ladies and gentlemen. Clemson, that's the game of the year. Clemson -7 over Wake. Baylor, Iowa State, go ahead under 45.5. Michigan lay the 17 against Maryland. Duke and Kansas, under 65.5. Take the under. TCU lay the 2 points against SMU. Missouri, Auburn, under 51.5. North Carolina, lay the 1.5 over Notre Dame. App State, lay 7 over JMU. Washington State, go ahead and take the 6.5 points against Bo Nix and the Ducks. Arkansas State and Old Dominion, over 56.5. Take the over there. They're going to light it up. Iowa Rutgers, this is just the boldest call ever. It's an under 34. The total is 34, and Jeffrey is taking the under just because you have to.
You got
to
show courage.
You got to show the courage of your convictions. Troy, Marshall's not good. Take the 3 points over Marshall. Arkansas straight up over Texas A&M. Southern Miss, Will Hall, go ahead and take the 12.5 against Tulane. Charlotte and South Carolina under 66.5. Boston College, listen, Florida State's going to win this thing, but you're getting 17.5. Take Boston College and the 17.5. Oregon State, go ahead and take the 5.5 over USC. We would be remiss, Jeffrey, if we got through this entire show without tipping our cap to Delvin Perez. Delvin Perez, of course.
True hero moment.
Is the Redbird. who hit a home run. Thought he hit a home run last night against the Gwinnett Stripers. And he did the whole deal. The bat flip.
The pimp step. Pointy.
The pimp step. Come around in second base. He was pointing at people in the stands. And it was a fly out. The wind knocked it down, and he was totally unaware. And no one evidently told him. He did the whole deal. And it was a home run that was not. By the time he finally got to the dugout, he was basically...
He rounded third before he realized he was out.
It was quite the moment. Jeffrey, what's coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Anthony Sain will join them today to talk Grizzlies. Topmeyer will talk that Tennessee-Florida game with us and more from the SEC on Giannotto and Jeffrey today. Dan Wolkin will join Drew on the GP show today at 4:25. Jeff at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday. For now, work is done.
The SEC.
Hooker out of the shotgun. Option play. Gives it Sampson to the 10, to the 5, to the checkerboards. He dives to the pylon.
Number 20 Florida takes on number 11 Tennessee. Saturday, pregame begins at 12:30. Kickoff at 2:30 live on 92.9 FM and 680 AM throughout the Mid-South.
The SEC. SEC. All fall, y'all. Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM. ESPN.
Football is back, and nobody is more excited than your friends at Superbook Sports. Superbook is bringing Vegas-style wagering to the palm of your hand, and now they'll match 100% of your first bet up to $1,000, no matter if the bet wins or loses. You don't have to be in Nashville or Knoxville to enjoy football this fall. Visit Superbook.com or download the Superbook Tennessee app right now and start getting in on all the action. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Memphis, looking to shoot your shot? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis is serving up bites, beers, and your favorite games on TV. It's the place to watch sports in downtown Memphis. This season at Long Shot, the playbook is wide open. Delicious food, classic drinks, and a crowd cheering on the Tigers and Grizzlies in HD. Are you game for some shuffleboard and draft beer during halftime? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis has got you covered. You and your team can kick off the season in style at Longshot Arrive Memphis. Visit us at longshotmemphis.com.
The Gossett Mitsubishi summer sales event is still going strong at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. Get ready to embrace adventure like never before in 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. $339 a month or $26,390. Get dramatic performance off-road, on-road, and everyday driving in 2023 Eclipse Cross. $409 a month or $31,085. And breakout and standout in 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander. With seven seating capacity, we Gossett at $419 a month or $31,605. Plus, peace of mind with our stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we Gossett at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 75 months at 4.44 APR, 500 military rebate, 4,900 down sport. NU017062, MSRP 27140, cross PC 00695, MSRP 31585, Outlander NZO84348, MSRP 32105. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-122 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Just happy to be here.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all work and not play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at deer.com. Nothing runs like a deer.
When you can't stop, there's Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub sends powerful medicated Vicks vapors right to the source of your... so you can experience cough relief and breathe easier. Generations of families have trusted Vicks VapoRub to help relieve the worst cold symptoms. So next time you have a cough, reach for the Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub. Cough relieving is believing.
Hey guys, Mike Valeni for Cash the Ticket podcast. If you like sports betting or if you just like sports, it's the podcast for you. We try to cover all the big games and maybe some of the games you didn't even know were important. Give you some angles, pick some winners, have a good time, and hopefully help you meander through college and pro football season. So join us a couple times a week to get all your information you need to bet the games that you watch. It's Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and I want to give you a tip. If you need a gift and you don't have any, you got to get diamond stud earrings. It's